On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Hello there and welcome. What an absolute pleasure to be with you for another big edition of The King Review. We are going to talk about COVID. Now, just when we thought that COVID had slipped off the radar a little bit, it hadn't been dominating every single conversation that we've had like it has over the past 2 years, but it seems to be roaring back into the national consciousness for a number of reasons. Case numbers are rising, hospitalizations are rising, and now Atagi has only just recommended a fourth shot. So a second booster, they've recommended that now for 50 and over. So they've lowered the age for that recommendation to 50. And they're also sort of gently encouraging anyone over 30 to get that second booster shot. So it's all happening. Have we become a little bit complacent about COVID? We'll have a chat to a university public health expert, CQ University's Dr. William Mood, about, well, he's concerned that Australia is about to experience a triple health threat. A triple health threat. So we'll find out what he means by that. We'll also chat to the national boss of a big law firm who's visiting Cairns for a bunch of reasons, but just to get his thoughts on the Cairns economy. What does it look like from the outside? I always love hearing from, you know, people who are visiting us from further afield. What's their perception of how the Cairns economy in particular is tracking? So a great chat there. Also chat to the co-chair of the Urban Development Institute of Australia here in Cairns about this topic of population growth and accommodating people who move to our city. The rental vacancy rate is at 0.5%. What are we going to do about it? Do we have to go up? Higher density? It's one of my pet topics. It certainly catches people's attention. So we'll dive into that topic along with a few others as well. Another big show for you. Let's get on with it.